G'day, Matty. We missed you yesterday.
Morning, boys. Yeah, I had a little bit of a shocker. My little girl was up at all hours in her room trying to get her down. I left my bloody phone in her room, so I missed you guys. I apologise.
That's all right, mate. You've got to take on the kids as first priority always.
Toughest challenge. Toughest challenge every day.
Let's start with last Friday, mate. The Rabbitohs had a very good win over the Manly Seagulls.
Yeah, the boys played really well, mate, and I thought Manly did too. You know, by looking at it in regards to where we were sitting on the table, people might have thought that the Rabbitohs should win and win comfortably. And although we played really well, Manly aren't too far away from producing some of their best footy. And obviously they've got their issues with their forward pack, but that back line is still pretty sublime. So they played really well. Again, they're going to ask a lot of questions of a lot of teams at the back end of the year. And but I thought our boys played some pretty good footy.
Yeah, no rest either, mate. It's the foot of the Blue Mountains for you guys come Friday night.
Yeah, tomorrow night we're on the bus and out to Penrith. So again, that will produce a lot of challenges for us. They're a great footy team, the Panthers. I've obviously done a fair bit of video on those guys this week, and their back line is, they've got some really skillful players in their back line. Dean Farre in particular, obviously, Dallin Watene Zalesniak, and Wunga Blake too. He's a product of the WA Rugby League, and they've got some guys who are big, really fast, and run the ball really hard. So, just like last Friday night, it's going to be a challenging game for
them. It's an interesting phase, mate. So round 15 was the bye for you guys, Manly, Panthers, then bye again before the Dragons.
Yeah, it has been an interesting old season. So that's you know, you probably prefer your buys to come a little bit further apart, but it is what it is, mate. We're not complaining by any stretch. The boys will play really well tomorrow night, I have no doubt, and then not that we'll put the feet up, but the boys get a little rest and then really fire into the back end of the season. And obviously after our bye, you know, we'll have no excuses in regards to injuries, origins, all that sort of stuff. Our squad's looking really, really healthy, and we'll have GI back, obviously, from his Queensland commitments, and it'll be all focus on exactly what we want to achieve this year.
Speaking of people being healthy, Dave Tyrrell, how is he, mate, after that hit from Steve Maddie? It was just I reckon even the Rabbitoh players would applaud the hit. It was just cracking good hit.
We all did, mate. We all did. Poor old Chizzer's still looking for his lungs. He reckons the reason he couldn't get up, he reckons he just got winded. He didn't obviously see the shot coming, and he lost his breath and couldn't get up. And to his credit, though, it took him a couple of seconds. He got up, and we actually, the very next play, we shifted the ball out to where Steve Maddie should have been, and made a little half break. So Dave got commended for getting up and playing the ball, and us actually making the most of the situation. But going back to the hit, we'll be looking at that tackle for years and years and years to come, just from where he came from as well. He screamed in from the centre position there, timed it to perfection. And and then you're obviously talking about a centre lining up on a front row. Steve Maddie, he won't be forgotten for a long time, Steve Maddie.
And, mate, going to Origin out there, the hits that Clemmer would like to put on probably Corey Parker first and then the other Queenslanders.
he's the flavour of the month, Big Dave Clemmer. He deserves it, though. He was outstanding in game two. I was a little bit disappointed with the carry-on at the back end there of game two. I thought the boys had an opportunity there to really keep a lid on things. And I don't know. They were carrying on a bit there at the back end. But hopefully that's just youth and exuberance and full of confidence, and they can take that into game three next Wednesday night. I thought obviously, he played out of his skin against the Storm on Monday night too, and it's amazing, Slats, what confidence can do. You know, he's gone away to Origin, rubbed shoulders with some of our greatest players and some of our greatest coaches, and that young man's so full of confidence at the moment. It's great to see.
He is, and he's playing outstandingly well, and he killed him again on Monday night at Belmore, Matt, but they're after him now. He understands that Suncorp's going to be a new challenge for him, and well on a decider, and you know he's painted a target upon himself, which is terrific. But he looks like he's up to the challenge. But it's going to be one of his great moments come Wednesday night.
Yeah, well,
and he's 21.
Really, I suppose you look at Gal. Every time Gal's head came up on the big screen down there in Melbourne, even he was getting booed.
That's
so
right.
The Queenslanders love to single someone out and I suppose make them the villain, and Dave Clemmers fit that role perfectly this time around. So you bet you're right, TK. It's a big responsibility for a young man's shoulders. I think the fact he's starting on the bench could really benefit him.
Yeah.
Hopefully the sting will come out of the game. But no doubt that first carry of his, there'll be five or six Queenslanders lining up to towel him up, because I've been a part of, obviously, Origin before, and coaches and coaching staff and camps can really zero in on one particular player and make them a target. So no doubt big Dave Clemmer will be that for Queensland this time around.
And Robbie Farrow, is it realistic he can play on Wednesday?
A little bit of inside info here, boys. I've been doing some scooping for you. Our physio, obviously, is
Robbie
Farrow, which is Robbie's brother. So I had a chat to him the other day. He said what's being reported in the papers is pretty bang on. He said, mate, he's 50-50. He's had that surgery. A needle, realistically, you can get away with needling that and playing.
Yeah.
The only issue is he'll have extremely limited preparation. So whether Laurie's prepared to go in with a player who's potentially only going to have the captain's run, which is the training session before the game. That's totally up to Laurie Daly, but I'd love to see him out there. I don't think Robbie's got enough credit for what he's done for the Blues over a long period of time, and especially last year and again this year. He's just a really calming influence. He knows what's expected, and I've got everything crossed that he's out there. I think he's really instrumental to what we can do next Wednesday.
Okay. 50-50. So you reckon he could play with a needle?
I've got the scoop that I reckon he's a chance with a needle and a whopping big Mau Meninga pad on it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He's had some famous. Yeah, exactly right. And mate, one other one. You guys could get stronger at the back end of the year. I'm talking about the Rabbitohs. Kirisama Ave comes back this weekend for North Sydney. Do you think he'll be back in the Rabbitohs lineup before the end of the year?
I would assume that he will definitely play a part. He had such a great year last year and dominated a lot of centres that he came up against.
Yep.
He's a little wrecking boy. I suppose he's out of that Conrad Hurrell sort of mould. He's a stocky, short little guy. He's extremely fast. Somi's done his penance, mate. He's still going through the rehabilitation phase, and the next phase of that is for him to play for New South Wales Cup for a month or so. And I really hope that Somi gets the best opportunities to get back into that first grade team. He's a wonderful young guy. He's really learned from his mistakes. He's done so much work in the community since all this has come to a head, and he's a great young guy. So I'm really hopeful that he'll get his crack in first grade, because he really deserves it.
Thank you, Matty. Take care. Have a good week.
Thanks, boys. You too. Sorry, again about yesterday.
That's all right, mate. Thank you for the scoop this morning.